now ready for Mahaprabhu's parikrama pilgrimage. Now, almost ready. I just want to say a few words about Sri Vrindavan Dham. That for Krishna to fully open up his heart and see what is really there, the example I like to use is the king when he's at home in his innermost palace chambers. He can relax. That same king, when he's sitting on the throne, everyone walks over to him and bows, and they're a little bit afraid of him, minimum. The ministers are there, they stand, they have to fan him. You know, in front of the king, you can't have private conversations. You have to make him the center. You have to make him the center. Why do you have to make him the center? Because king means power. And if you don't follow the rules, it's off with his head. So that same person who's the king, who's pervading the entirety of the kingdom through government, and the same person is sitting on the throne, he goes back into his innermost palace chambers, and there's his most intimate associates are there, his trusted beloved wife, his children who love him very, very dearly, his servants are even, and they see things, they see him relaxing, they see his little son climbing on his back, and he's down on his arms and legs, and he's walking around like a horse, and his grandson or his son is riding on his back, and the people in those inner chambers, they can see these things, but they can't talk about them very much to the outsiders. And if the grandson decides to ride on the king's back in the middle of when the court is in session, it's not so appropriate. Certain things occur in different realms. It's the same person. The government is the same as the king on the throne, is the same in the palace, but there he can just be himself, so to speak. Just bring out all the laugh at the way he eat his special kind of foods that he likes. He can joke with his wife. His wife can tease him, make jokes like that. And in court, if anyone tries to tease the king, finished. So these most trusted, loving persons are the Brijbasis. Fully tested, fully, they don't want any, they'll never, there's no holes in their heart. Nothing seeps through for personal sense gratification. Tatra loyam api mulam ekalam janma koti. Takes many births generally to attain this platform. Not that we should get discouraged, because Prabhupada he would say that, but he also, but it can be done in a moment, the surrendering, following Katvanga Maharaj. In a moment one can give oneself to Krishna, but it generally takes some time. But in a moment, if one is sincere, I see both sides have to be there. We can give ourselves to Krishna in a moment. Krishna, take me. I'm yours. I don't want anything else. I've already tasted the bitter fruits of this material world in this life, in previous lives. Take me now. Let me serve you as you want for your pleasure. Fill my heart with love for you immediately. But we should go slowly. So, because what we want to avoid is going like this and then like this and then like this and like this. And then like this, very spiritually unhealthy, so it's better to go slowly. But it's better to go immediately, because there is no time to waste. Try to keep both of those in your mind at the same time. That tension, so much of life is that kind of tension between irresolvable opposites. We have to be practical, but yet we have to move forward. Okay. So Vrindavan is the inner court of Krishna. And only in Vrindavan can the intimate dealings between Krishna, Srimati Radharani, the Braja Gopis, the Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the elderly gopis and gopas, and all the cowherd boys and the cows. This is the only place in existence where this type of intimacy can take place. Even if, and this is shown when Krishna goes to Kurukshetra as a king, and the Brijbasis are there, and the same people are there, Krishna, and they haven't seen each other for so many years, so their hearts are overflowing, but they can't carry on their pastimes without being in Vrindavan. So they're begging him, "Oh, Krishna, come to Vrindavan. Come now, come now, come now to Vrindavan." Because Vrindavan is the stage on which these past, only stage where these pastimes can take place. So here we are, sitting upon that stage in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan with a thin veil that Maya has provided. But still we are here, and so much of the sweetness of Braja actually seeps through. So much of the shelter and kindness of Giriraj overflows. Were our hearts pure, like Maharaj was reading the prayer of Rupa Goswami in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we could be, there would be no veil. But how fortunate we are that we are allowed to be here. The seeping will change us. Because Vrindavan is so special, now we'll start talking about the ultimate prakrama. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation, who did he take initiation from? Shripad Ishwarapuri. And where did he take initiation? Patiti Prabhu. Where did? In Gaya. Before his initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most powerful scholar in the world. Even though he was young, 16. So powerful. And then when he took initiation, he began to manifest ecstasy immediately. His heart changed from dry scholarship to devotion by the power of the blessings of Sripad Ishwarapuri. And immediately he was crying, falling to the ground. His skin was horripilating. His hair was standing on end. And tears would start pouring from his eyes, and he would just be calling out, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, where is Krishna? Oh, my darling Krishna, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" And very soon after his initiation, while he was still in Gaya, one day, while he was chanting his Diksha Mantra, he fell to the ground in ecstasy. Completely unconscious, just by chanting the Diksha Mantra, because in that mantra he was experiencing Krishna and his relationship with Krishna. And he was with his disciples. Even though he was young, he was the teacher of so many students, and they immediately gathered around him and chanted and chanted and fanned him and sprinkled water on him, and they awoke him up. And then his ecstasy became externalized. And he began calling out, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna Chandra, oh my darling Krishna." And he told, as he came to external consciousness, he told all his followers, "You go home, go back to Navadvip. I'm going to Mathura Vrindavan. I want to find Krishna." Immediately after his initiation, practically speaking, he immediately wanted to go to Vrindavan. And he left for Vrindavan on the road, chanting, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." Now, my dear devotees, please understand the instructions that Mahaprabhu, who's always teaching by his example. We should want to go to Vrindavan. Prabhupada explains this in a purport. He says that when a pure devotee always wants to, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee always wants to reside in Vrindavan, but due to service he has to perform, perhaps he can't. But then, at the right time, Krishna will bring him back to Vrindavan, back home, back to Godhead. But the desire in the heart for parikrama, to be in Vrindavan, for pilgrimage, to always be in Vrindavan, chanting, looking for Krishna, that should be inflamed in the heart. It is not bad. We may not be able to, due to service and other and commitments of service, but yet that desire should burn brightly. So as Mahaprabhu, he left actually for Vrindavan, chanting, oh Krishna, where are you? Where are you, Krishna? And suddenly, his servants, the demigods, a voice, Akashvani, unembodied voice in the sky, and said, my dear Lord, you cannot go to Vrindavan now. I'm paraphrasing. But you have your service to do. You have to go back and start the Sankirtan movement. So please go back. Please go back now. You will go to Vrindavan later. So Mahaprabhu, and this is an amazing characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How could he forget? How could he forget that he had a service to do? That means he doesn't know something, and how could God not know something? But we better get used to the inconceivable consciousness of God that escapes our finite ability to understand him. Yes. If he couldn't adopt the mood of his devotee, of a lover of his devotee, or even in Vrindavan, he has to adopt the mood of a little boy. And that doesn't interfere with him knowing everything, but yet at those times he's mukdata, he forgets everything. But how could he forget? This is the inconceivable consciousness of Krishna. We cannot limit him. This is the activities of Krishna's own potencies acting. So Mahaprabhu actually forgot that he is the Supreme Lord and he's chanting, where is Krishna? If he was thinking, I am Krishna, how could he be chanting, where is Krishna? He wanted a taste. He wanted to taste something. The mood of the Brijbasis in loving him, he wanted to taste that. And that taste dictates his energies to act in different ways to facilitate his tasting what he wants to taste. And forgetfulness, matam smitam gyanam, is also one of his energies. But yet, while he forgets, he doesn't forget, yet he does forget, but he can't forget, but he does. Because he can... It's like a little child. You know, the little children, they ask their parents, where did I come from? So, you know, the parents say, oh, a big bird came, a stork came and brought you one day or something, or I found you somewhere, or... Because the child just simply does not have the conceptual ability to understand birth and where he came from. So we, because Krishna is Krishna and we are insignificant, we cannot understand. So I think everyone understands that we can't understand, so I don't need to speak about the point any further. But it doesn't at all conflict with him being the Supreme Lord, and this point is so important for understanding Krishna Leela. Because Krishna does amazing things. He's, by the love of his devotees, it overpowers him to such a degree that he forgets who he is. Napariyaham. He becomes completely indebted and controlled by his devotees. His different potencies work. So, upon hearing that voice of his own servants, the demigods, reminding him, Mahaprabhu was very happy and went back and started the Sankirtan movement. But that is the first time he tried to go. Then after he took sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri. He traveled in South India for some years, 6 years or so, or 5 years, something like that. And then as soon as he came back to Jagannath Puri, all the devotees were so happy to see him. And he simply wanted to go to Vrindavan. Now this pastime is so mysterious for me, because the devotees loved him so much. And we understand love is you act for the benefit of the other and you don't care about yourself. Yes, I mean, that's even from the spiritual point of view, even. That's what love is. You care for the beloved. So Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, and Maharaj Prataparudra said, if he goes, Mike, he just came back. If he goes, me being the king has no meaning if he leaves my kingdom. I will give up being king. Please stop him from going. And all the devotees, they couldn't tolerate Mahaprabhu leaving, even though Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. They couldn't tolerate him leaving. And they said, yes, yes, oh Lord, you can go. But just wait till the Rath Yatra festival. And go right after the Rath Yatra festival. And then the Rath Yatra festival came around. And Mahaprabhu was listening to them. He's the independent Supreme Lord. But again, he's being controlled by his devotees. He wants to go to Vrindavan. They're saying, just wait till the Rath Yatra festival. And the Rath Yatra festival is over. Can I go to Vrindavan? Now please give me permission, my dear devotees. Yes, of course you can go to Vrindavan. Just wait till now. It's the rainy season has just begun. Just wait till after the rainy season is over. Then after the rainy season over, the end of Chaturmasya, can we go to Vrindavan? Now it's so cold. Vrindavan is so cold. For 2 years, just wait till the Doli Yatra festival is over. Then it's warm again. And then it's hot. And then it's cold. And then it's raining. And just go see this festival. For 2 years, they controlled him like that. And he accepted their control. I always wonder, who are they thinking of benefiting? Were they thinking, Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan? And they don't want him to go. Isn't that some kind of selfishness? But my dear devotees, my conclusion in this, the nature of spontaneous love, you cannot track it. It works by its own crooked ways. There is no, they can't control themselves. They can't tolerate a moment's separation from him. There's no selfishness. But it is very difficult. But after 2 years, Mahaprabhu, in a very gentle way, said, you've tricked me for 2 years now. Please let me go. Please, now it's time for me to go. And oh yes, you are the independent Supreme Lord. Whatever you desire must happen. You can go. But just wait a few more months, and then we promise we won't get in the way anymore. This time we really mean it. And indeed, they meant it. And Mahaprabhu left for Vrindavan. He first desired to go see his two mothers, Mother Ganga and Mother Sachi. So he went to Bengal, and then he saw the Ganga, and then he went to Ramakeli. And there, and actually we're going to do a Leela Kirtan tonight about Mahaprabhu's visit to Ramakeli and some other pastimes. It's a little bit long, though. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. So you'll have to be a little patient with the Leela Kirtan. But anyway, Mahaprabhu went to Ramakeli, and who did he meet there in Ramakeli? Rupin Sanatan. And he had a special mission to do there, and he said that. People can't understand why I've come to this village, but it is actually just to see you two. He wanted them to join, because they could do things. They were such souls, not of this world. They could do things that no one else could do. He sent them to Vrindavan, actually, to rediscover the lost places of Krishna's pastimes. So then he left, And when he was leaving Ramakeli, Sanatana Goswami, because Mahaprabhu was so popular and charismatic that there were thousands and thousands of people following him by this time. He was in such ecstasy and everyone was so attracted that Sanatana Goswami said, when you go to Vrindavan, it is not actually appropriate to go with so many people. One should go humbly and alone to Vrindavan, not like a great jaduwala, a magician who has his whole entourage with him. You should go alone. It's very internal being in Vrindavan. It's very internal. Because if we're in Vrindavan and don't be internal and just stay in our everyday old reality, then the results are always quite predictable. They're everyday results. But here is a special chance, and we want to get special results, so there needs to be some special arrangements and not worrying about everyone else all the time. So Mahaprabhu took this very seriously. And later on he said, Krishna spoke to me through Sanatana Goswami. So he went back through Bengal and he performed some wonderful pastimes in Bengal. He traveled to so many places in Bengal, and it is even said that he went to Assam for some time, for several months. And then he came back to Jagannath Puri without going to Vrindavan. And the devotees were so happy to see him. And they said, just wait till after the rainy season is over, and then you have permission to go. And actually, it was almost when Mahaprabhu left and went to Vrindavan, it was more or less this time of the year. Just about now, Mahaprabhu entered Vrindavan. So, Mahaprabhu stayed for the 4 months, and then they arranged that two people go with him to assist him, and he accepted that, but not more than two. And then one morning, without telling anyone, he just got up and left. And everyone was shocked, but he was going this time. How to make a pilgrimage. Some hints in the life of Mahaprabhu have been given. So, I could read it all, and it would probably be, on one level, much nicer to hear the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami than me. But, because you've already been patiently sitting for so long, it would probably be hard just for me to read. So I'll summarize a little bit and read a little bit. Perhaps. First, when he left, everyone was in complete anxiety looking for him because they loved him. And then he walked towards from Jagannath Puri to Katak, I believe, and then with Katak on the right, he went left into the forest of Jarikanda. And he was all alone with his two associates in the forest. And who was he depending on? Because he was in the mood of a devotee. He was just chanting Krishna's names. When he left for sannyas, after he took sannyas and he went from Shantipur to Puri, he asked the devotees who were with him, Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannanda, Mukunda Datta, and a few others perhaps, he asked them, did anyone bring anything with them other than what they're wearing? Any credit cards, money, extra set of clothes, shoes, food? And they said, no. And he said, good. Continued walking. We can't imitate And the culture was different then too, and the persons were different. But yet, we should know the principle of dependence on Krishna, because that evokes Krishna's mercy. When we depend on Krishna, yayatam mam prapadyante, that evokes Krishna's caring for us. This is the glory of preaching around the world too. You know, do something for Krishna and depend upon him. He cares. Sankirtan, book distribution, anything, any service, do it seriously for Krishna's pleasure and depend on him. Walk south for 6 days. See who's maintaining you even now as we sit. So he entered the forest, and it describes, Kaviraj Goswami describes how he was, it was a big, huge Darikanda forest, thousands or hundreds and hundreds of kilometers of forest. And there were, in those days, there were tigers and elephants and big snakes there. And Mahaprabhu, Paratmanishtam, Etansa Staya, Paratmanishtam, just depending on Krishna. Mare Krishna, Rake Ke, Rake Krishna, Mare Ke, just Rakshamam, Krishna, Rakshamam, Krishna, Pahimam, protect me. I'm yours, I'm in your hands. So the elephants, Mahaprabhu was just chanting the holy names. The tigers and elephants, seeing him, gave way. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers. Elephants, rhinoceros, and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. Mahaprabhu's assistant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, was very much afraid. But Mahaprabhu, by his influence, they all stood to one side. One time, as Mahaprabhu was walking, there was a tiger on the path. Raise your hand if you've ever seen a tiger up close. They have a potency. Tigers and lions have a potency that even when they're behind cages, they cause terror in the heart. They have shakti. Mahaprabhu touched the tiger with his foot, and he said, "Chant the holy name of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna ka." Okay, if there are any tigers, this is your chance. Krishna, Krishna. And that's what the tigers did. The tiger immediately got up, and he began to dance and chant, "Krishna, Krishna." Another day, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri Mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. And the elephants also began to chant and sing in ecstasy. How is that possible? Is this some hagiography? How is this possible? Elephants chanting? They're souls. If the Lord desires, if the all-powerful, supreme controller, universes coming through his skin holes, desires, why? Who is going to say you can't dance and chant? So the elephants did that. Some of the elephants fell to the ground. Some screamed in ecstasy. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was astonished. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. And hearing his sweet voice, all the does came near him. And with great curiosity, they were following him and were reciting a verse, and the Lord would pat them. So I have one thing I would like to, not thing, but here is a wood carving of Siddhavakul wood, very holy wood, of Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing through the jungles with a deer right behind him. And No, he's not licking his toe. But after we're finished, I have one more to show you, one more wonderful carving. But after we're finished, you can come up and have darshan and have this wonderful, where Haridas Thakur, made from where Haridas Thakur used to chant his japa every day in Jagannath Puri, that wood under that tree. You can have some darshan of that. So then Mahaprabhu, he kept going, and all the time, and this comes out very, very soon, the creepers that chant, the trees would echo back with his chanting. And he would preach in this way. When people would hear his chanting, they would begin chanting, and they would chant to others, and those others would begin chanting, and the others would chant to others, and the others would begin chanting. And people in this way were becoming very Krishna conscious in this way. Now, here is another secret of going to Vrindavan, that usually jet planes and our quick arrival disallow us from experiencing. When Chaitanya, and this is two verses from this chapter, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the Jarikanda forest, he took it for granted that it was Vrindavan. Everything he saw somehow reminded him of Vrindavan. When he passed over the hills, he took it for granted in his ecstasy of wanting to be in Vrindavan. He saw Vrindavan everywhere. He saw everything reminding him about Vrindavan as he walked. And when he saw hills, he would think of those hills as Giriraj Govardhan. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a river, he immediately accepted it as the river. And thus, while in the forest, because he was always thinking of Vrindavan, smartavya satatam vishnu smartona jatichit. Because he was always chanting and seeing Vrindavan and thinking about Vrindavan and wanting to be in Vrindavan, and seeing the river Yamuna in every river. Thus, while in the forest, he was filled with great ecstasy. And he danced and fell down crying. Then he went to Banaras. And then he went to Prayag, Allahabad. And then, after some time, he arrived in the Mathura area. Many pastimes happen that are described by Kaviraj Goswami. While the Lord was going to Mathura, he came across the river Yamuna several times, and as soon as he actually saw the actual river Yamuna, he would immediately jump in, falling unconscious in the water in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. When he approached Mathura, he saw the city. He immediately fell to the ground and offered obeisances with ecstatic love. Then other pastimes occur. He meets people who have a connection with Madhavendra Puri. And then then he begins to wander in Vrindavan. He saw a herd of cows. And when the cows saw him, they approached him and they began licking him and mooing him. The deer approached him and began licking him. And they wouldn't depart from him. They weren't afraid. And rather, they accompanied him on the path. Because he was, Kaviraj Goswami describes it, was like someone, that the animals were like meeting their old friend, their oldest friend, Krishna. Bumblebees and birds like the peacocks and parrots and cuckoos all began to sing loudly on the fifth note, and the peacocks began to dance in front of the Lord. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the trees and creepers of Vrindavan became jubilant because he had entered the stage. And everywhere he looked, he remembered Krishna. Now, not only things reminded him of Vrindavan, but now everything in Vrindavan was reminding him of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. The trees and creepers of Vrindavan became jubilant. Their twigs stood up and they began to shed tears of ecstasy in the form of honey. They had fruits and flowers and they offered them to the Lord, and the Lord became ecstatic. The Lord's body became restless in ecstasy. There's a few more minutes. I know it's hard to listen for so long. And you're doing very well, and thank you. The Lord's body became restless. In other words, his ecstasy was increasing and increasing. He began to tremble. Tears began to flow from his eyes. And he would say very loudly, Krishna Bolo, Krishna Bolo, Krishna Bolo. And all the moving and non-moving creatures began to vibrate the transcendental sound of Krishna's name. The Lord then found a deer who was coming near him, and he embraced the deer, the doe, and the deer, and he began to cry. And the tears started falling from the deer as well. Then some parrots came and began discussing. Then, one verse. The Lord's ecstatic love, please listen to this one verse, increased 1,000 times when he visited Mathura. Oh, one verse before this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was absorbed in ecstatic love in Jagannath Puri. But when he passed along the way, on the way to Vrindavan, that love increased 100 times. The Lord's ecstatic love increased 1,000 times when he visited Mathura. But it increased 100,000 times when he wandered in the forests of Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, the very name Vrindavan, the very sound vibration Vrindavan, hearing the sound Vrindavan, increased his ecstatic love. And now he was actually traveling in the Vrindavan forest. His mind was absorbed in great ecstasy day and night. He ate and bathed simply out of habit. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, I cannot really describe other than externally what Mahaprabhu did, the pastimes he performed in his ecstasy in Vrindavan. He went to Radhakund, which didn't exist at that time. It was just known as Aritagram because Krishna had killed the Aristasura demon there. He discovered Radhakund. Much is described about this. Then he went to Nandagram and he began traveling through the other forests in the Vrindavan area. Interestingly enough, he did not go to Barsana because his mood was that of Srimati Radharani, and it would have been too much for him to go to Barsana. He would have had to end the time of his incarnation. It would have been too much. He went to Nandagaon. He went to Govardhan. And there, please listen to one verse here. When the Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances. He fell down on the ground like a rod. Dandavat. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan Hill and he became mad. And please look another carving. This one is so wonderful, of Mahaprabhu embracing Giriraj, also Siddhabakul. If you like, you can have darshan and have... Just see. Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy because, and he recited a verse. What verse did he recite? Hante anadri abala haridasa. Oh, you are the best servant of Krishna. Yet Rama Krishna Charanas Parisha Pramoda. Because when Krishna touches you with the, and Rama, when they wander in the forest of Vrindavan, because in this place every day, Krishna, Balaram, the cows, the gopis, all perform past every day. The dust that we are sitting upon has been walked upon by Krishna, Balaram, Srimati Radharani, all the gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the followers of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Their lotus feet have touched this earth, and therefore the devotees very much like to take this dust and place it upon their heads, and sometimes even cover their bodies with this blessed dust. Mahaprabhu embraced Giriraj Govardhan, and then he took his bath in Manasa Ganga over there. And then he went to, there was a pastime that the Gopal deity came down from Govardhan Hill and was staying in the village of Gantuli, which is just over there, and Mahaprabhu stayed there and saw him. And then, he wouldn't climb Govardhan Hill, he circumambulated Giriraj, and then he toured to further places, and then he discovered some deities in Nandagaon. And then, he returned to Mathura, where he began his entry into Brajadham. Now, my dear devotees, crowds of people began to surround him, and he wanted to go to what we know now as the Vrindavan town. And this is where we will start actually speaking about Mahaprabhu's parikrama and the pastimes that he saw. We will begin that tomorrow. How I chose this to speak about, I couldn't think of what to speak about at the retreat, but I wanted to say something about Mahaprabhu. So I did one of those. I said, okay, wherever I open the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I took a one-volume Chaitanya, wherever I open it, it's a little frightening to do that, but I did it, and this is exactly where it opened to. The verse, which is the first verse that we'll read tomorrow, and it was Mahaprabhu's entry into Vrindavan itself, and the places that he visited. And there are only 11 verses, but in this 11 verses, there is an ocean of ecstasy, and there are very almost no purports. But there is an ocean of ecstasy because the purports are the rest of the books. So we'll hear about where Mahaprabhu went when he entered Vrindavan. Who knows the first place that he went when he left Mathura? It's a place, does anyone know? This is very rare that you can ask a question to this group of devotees. And yes, he went to Akuragat. Very interesting. He stayed in Akuragat, which is the border of Vrindavan. And every day, I don't want to say what he did every day, because we'll hear about that tomorrow. Now we could, now two other things. Every day I would like to sing these 11 verses, or at least Sakshi Mata. She will sing them, and I'll read the English translation. And then, please know, and one of the things that inspired me about giving a class like this, even though I really felt very present continuous tense, really unqualified, unprepared, so I'm going to try my best, and a few devotees will help me and pray that something, and you can pull something, maybe it will come from Giriraj, and I could say something, but otherwise, this one's really beyond me. And there's another song that Satchinandana Maharaj sang a few years ago, he introduced us to, that describes Mahaprabhu's Dule Dule Gora Chandra. What's the next? Dule Dule Gora Chandra. Well, anyway, Mahaprabhu, Hari Guna Gai. We're going to sing this song also, starting tomorrow. Krishna willing, Krishna willing. Hari Guna Gai, Mahaprabhu, dancing through Vrindavan in ecstasy. Hari Guna Gai, just chanting of the qualities and names of Krishna and entering deeply, wanting to taste the rasa that he came to taste and hear in Vrindavan, and then later when he goes to Jagannath Puri, he will taste it even more in separation, which is what you will all. Satchinandana Maharaj. No. I just wanted to tell you that the song that you introduced a few years ago, that Dule Dule Gora Chandra Hari Guna Gai, we will sing that, not right now, but we will sing that for the purga. Okay, we'll end it at 3:30, and then do we have one of our secrets? Okay, but there's 2 minutes of questions. It's a lot, but I'll give short answers. We can have so many questions. Yes, Paul. Yes, Gunavatovo.
You spoke about
Did everyone hear that? Prabhu wants to know, Kunavatapu, he's asking, if he's keeping the mood of Krishna and also having the mood of Radharani to experience the mood of not only Srimati Radharani loving Krishna, but Krishna experiencing the mood of Radharani loving Krishna. And the answer is no. He forgets his Krishna bhav, mood of Krishna completely. Otherwise, how could he experience the love of Srimati Radharani? Now, of course, this is inconceivable. But yet, he has to give that up. You've given up your bluish sapphire luster to adopt the mood, Bhava Sulalitam Nomi. You've given up your mood of Krishna and the color or complexion of Krishna to adopt the mood and complexion. He wants to taste that. He doesn't want to taste Krishna thinking, am I Radha? Am I Krishna? He doesn't want to taste that, because the highest ecstasy that he cannot experience himself is that of Srimati Radharani, because because her love is the greatest. Ladini Shakti Asmand. So that's my answer to your question. One more question. Tark. If you say it in pieces, I'll repeat it so others can hear. And loudly, please. Talking about the residence of Vrindavan. When was I talking about them? Which point? Oh, I was speaking about the residents of Vrindavan who were interacting with Krishna during Krishna's Leela. That's who I was referring to. Okay. But there's no time, because there's so something very wonderful going to happen. That when we were at the Japa retreat, at one point we read the prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, the Manasiksha. And he said, and every day you should worship Govardhan Hill. So at the end of this day's class, and hopefully, Krishna willing, for the other days, we will all have an opportunity to worship Govardhan Hill for a few moments. And where's the paraphernalia for that worship? It's right over here. But it has to be over. Why don't we do it right now?
Krishna, Hare, Hare. should I